I now want to illustrate some of the properties of compound words by looking at a small group of compounds, ones that end in berry. Let's start with blackberry. What's a blackberry? Well, it's certainly a kind of berry. That makes berry, the word berry, the semantic head of the whole compound. That means it's a subset of berries. Blackberries are a subset of berries. It's also the syntactic head, the grammatical head, because blackberry is a noun and so is berry, whereas black, of course, is itself an adjective. So we can say that blackberry has two bits. The berry bit is the head, both from a meaningful point of view and from a grammatical point of view. But there's more to it than that. Let's look at blueberries. Are blueberries just berries which are blue? Well, no, there are lots of different berries that are blue. Blueberries are a particular kind of berry. So not only in compounds is the head, the semantic head, the set of which the compound is a subset, but there's something idiosyncratic about the meaning of the whole thing. Blueberries are a particular kind of berry. They don't look like blackberries. There's a single round bit. And yes, they're sort of blue and purpley, but they're just a species of berry that we happen to call blueberry. What else can we say about compound nouns? Well, we've said that compound nouns have the stress on the first element, on the first word of the two. Okay, so blackberry, blueberry, strawberry, loganberry, huckleberry. The stress is on the first word and not on the second. So that's a characteristic of compound nouns anyway in English. We can also say that they always consist of two pieces. There's the black bit and the berry bit. But if we want to add another bit and we want to talk about, say, a blackberry farm, well, blackberry farm consists of blackberry and farm, and blackberry in turn consists of black and berry. So compounds are always binary. They always consist of two parts. There's another thing that the case of the berry words illustrates rather well, and that is sometimes the relationship of the two parts isn't at all clear. What's a huckle in the case of a huckleberry? Well, we have no idea. What is a cran in the case of cranberry? Again, who knows? Neither of these two supposed words exists on its own. It hasn't got its own dictionary entry. It hasn't got a meaning. The only place you find it is in compound words, the second element of which is berry. These are called bound stems. They're not inflections, grammatical endings. They're not a prefix or a suffix. They're a stem, but they're a bound stem in that they never exist on their own. They're not free. Some of them, one is tempted to think one knows the meaning of, and strawberry is a good example. Strawberry, of course, as most people would tell you if they were asked, are berries that you put straw underneath so that they don't rot. Well, that isn't, in fact, historically, what a strawberry was. Strawberries were called strawberries because they were strewn about. They're actually strewn berries, historically. So in that case, what we have is a folk etymology. We think that we know what the meaning is and that it has something to do with straw. But in fact, historically, its real etymology, the actual origin of the meaning, isn't straw at all. It's strewn.